He is an internationally recognized executive leadership coach, public speaker, and corporate trainer. He has had an illustrious and diverse career serving in leadership roles for leading companies and international organizations. He travels the world speaking at conferences and events for organizations, companies, and governments. And now, from Honolulu, Hawaii, here is your host, Amos Belongo.
Aloha, and welcome again to Journeys of Inspiration. One thing that crisis reveals is the current strength or lack of strength of the leadership within your organization. A crisis is also a fantastic time to train and develop your next generation of leaders if you have a leadership development mindset. You see, one challenge many organizations face is not knowing who their candidates for next generation leadership are. You know, we hire from the outside or develop from the inside? That is a big question many leaders ask themselves. If from the inside, who is the best candidate? Should it be the person with the greatest results? Perhaps. But there are many examples of high performance once promoted to leadership who have failed miserably by trying to become super high performance and not leaders. While hiring someone from the outside to fill a leadership position in your organization is expedient, it can have some adverse effects as well if you're not careful in your selection process. You know, anytime you bring in a leader from the outside, you put your organizational culture at risk. Your selection process needs to make culture fit at a top priority. You know, developing leaders from within your organization takes more time and energy. The long-term benefits are many. You know, first, you create a culture of leadership where people on your team expect to learn leadership. Second, retention levels improve because people can see a path forward where they can learn and grow within the organization. And third, your culture is protected by developing people already contributing to your current culture. So here are some questions that you can ask yourself as you consider where to invest your leadership development time and energy. The first is, do you know what you want in a leader? What are the characteristics you want and need in a leader for your organization? Can you describe the ultimate candidate? Have you considered the diversity of your leadership candidate pool? Second is, how do you find your leaders? Who would be the right candidate for leadership development? You know, leadership development requires time, energy, and resources. So before you invest all that, you need to be asking yourself, who would be the right candidate for leadership development? We should observe those on our team and look for people who make things happen, people who see and seize opportunities, people who influence others, people who add value to others, and people who possess a great attitude and other characteristics that are meaningful to great leaders. You know, the third is, are they willing? Not everyone will be willing to do the work to lead and influence others. Does their attitude reveal a willingness to learn, a willingness to improve, to serve others, to add value, to do the right thing, and make the sacrifices for the team? Fourth is, are they able? While leadership ability leans heavily on the emotional quotient ability of a person, or the EQ ability of a person, the intellectual quotient, which is IQ, is the ticket for admission. Are they competent in the areas where you see them leading? Do they possess or can they be trained in the business acumen required for the role? The fifth question is, have they produced results? This question was probably answered positively as an early requirement to get them on your list. So you should have already answered this question. But there are other things to look for here. How do they respond to uncertainty and change? Are they change agents? Are they always looking for ways to improve and grow? Great leaders are seldom satisfied and exhibit an urgency in getting things done. The first step in establishing a culture of leadership in your organization is identifying the candidates where you could be investing your time and energy and resources to develop their leadership ability. The long-term benefits of growing your leadership pipeline will be felt for generations and generations to come. So remember, choose wisely and invest wisely as you pick the future leaders of your organization.
We hope you enjoyed Journeys of Inspiration. Don't forget to click the subscribe button, rate and review the show, and most important, share with your colleagues, friends, and family. To download bonus materials and show notes, visit www.transformationalpodcast.com. Until the next episode, the leadership journey continues.